The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Okay, people are diurnal predators, like wolves and baboons. So our round eye pupils and binocular vision are key to our ability to grab prey. But what's up with the horizontal pupils of many hoofed animals? Well, a horizontal pupil minimizes input from above and below and maximizes input from the front and the back of the animal, creating a panoramic view. Plus, most of these prey animals have eyes on the sides of their heads, further improving that view. Scientists have also found that these pupils minimize the blur of horizontal contours, creating a sharper image of the ground and upcoming terrain. Now, if you're wondering just how a prey animal keeps their head level enough to stay in line with the horizon while running for their lives, and also when bent over grazing, naturally, there is a way. First off, species like sheep, zebra, and antelope all have the ability to rotate their eyes, one clockwise and the other counterclockwise, to keep their pupils in line with the horizon while they're grazing. And of course, there is safety in numbers with herd animals, so as long as somebody is vigilant, everybody has a good chance of an early warning.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, and is supported by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business.